Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 22nd. The grains closed the mix with December corn down 3.25 cents, closing at 3.33¾. November beans up a penny, closing at 9.76½, and December wheat down 2.25 cents, closing at 4.05½. Grains wound up closing higher here today. They were very, very choppy all day long, without, you know, much real action in here. The oil was the strength, up 55 ticks, closing at 34.21, with the oil up another 98 cents a barrel, but the meal was down $1.20. The U.S. dollar was lower, down 34 ticks. That should have supported the grain somewhat. It really didn't. Didn't have much of an impact. The higher crude oil didn't have much of an impact. The higher gold prices didn't have an impact, nor did the silver prices. So, you know, the question remains, and it will remain for the next 4 weeks, are the funds short enough in the corn and wheat market to see a short covering rally as we get into harvest? Or is the harvest pressure from record-sized crops in corn and beans going to keep this thing from rallying? The other question is, does the government have an incentive to see these prices move higher to avoid paying out some of these insurance premiums? You know, it's questions that nobody really has the answers to. My own personal opinion is that the yield results I'm seeing around the country are just huge in the beans. Most guys are mid-60s to mid-70s, plenty of high 70s and low 80 numbers out there. Very few poor results that we're hearing about. So I believe we're every bit of, you know, a 51 yield plus on the beans. And with the amount of corn we're going to have to store, we just have too much grain to try to put away here during harvest. So there are potentially some bullish inputs, but I think it's going to be very hard to accomplish those. We would need to see December corn close over 3.44 and then over 3.50 to really convince me that the funds need to cover their short positions. The beans, we got up to that 9.94 level. I have no idea, frankly, what it was doing that high. Obviously, we're glad we made some additional cash sales up there. But I don't see the weather as being all that bad out here. Right now, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin are getting some of the rains, but the vast majority of the country is in good shape. So, you know, harvest is moving along. It's going to slow down in certain spots like it always does and then pick up. We're going to get the grain harvested. And, you know, I think we're still looking at huge yields out here. The corn yields are coming in, certainly in the Midwest, you know, 230 to 260 is pretty much the numbers that we're looking at out here. So it's big. Now, there are certain areas where they've had too much heat or too much water where we're significantly less, but still well above APHs. So, again, is a 154 crop out there? I doubt it, but I certainly think a 152 crop is out there. Excuse me, a 172 crop is out there. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.